In this chapter, now we are going to focus on how do we manage diversity. When I say managing diversity, let me give you a comprehensive overview. When I say diversity, we always say India is a diverse country, which means that we talk a lot about the culture, the people around, the tradition, the language, and that's the reason for any corporate today, for any international organization today, managing their diversity is one of the key elements, and hence let's understand the comprehensive overview in a little better way. So here the key objective is, let us discuss the various type of diversities which we are focusing from a international HRM point of view. At the same time, we would love to explore the impact of diversity on any organization. At the same time, we are also focusing on the objective to provide strategies in managing women, particularly as a part of our dual career couples, wherein both men and women are working together as a part of a career couple, and obviously the important element of the cross-cultural team functioning. That's the core objective of this particular slide. Now let's understand the key topics on this particular subject. The first element is diversity, equity, and inclusion, popularly known as DE&I, as one of the key elements of this particular subject. At the same time, we are also creating that difference wherein we are including more and more female workforce into the corporate, and hence the focus is more on women in the international business and the international roles. Dual career couples, impact of international assignments on work-life balance, managing cross-cultural teams, and definitely certain summary and the recommendations based on our entire discussion. These are the broad six topics which we are going to discuss as a part of our entire chapter. Let's understand diversity, and hence the focus is on understanding the diversity. Diversity today is at workplace, which includes difference between different races, different ethnicity, different genders, different age, different sexual orientation, and all the gamuts of diversity as a subject. When we say diversity, there are type of diversities which we are focusing upon. Let's say one of the diversity and one of the elements is culture. Cultural diversity is one of the key elements when we talk about the ethnic backgrounds, the values, and the organizational behaviors, particularly keeping workplace, fostering the entire workplace as one of the elements, and how do we collaborate from an overall culture point of view is one of the key elements when we talk about types of diversity. As a part of our diversity, we also focus a lot on age, because age diversity allows different organizations, different general perspective from a generation point of view, and also it also provides you the concept of value coexisting, and it enriches the overall workplace experience and the workplace interaction. Hence, when we talk about type of diversity, culture and age are one of the two common diversities which are being discussed upon, because it impacts your entire employee life cycle from a diversity point of view, from an individual to a group dynamics, from an entire employee life cycle, from the entry level to exit and post exit, how these diversity influences the overall culture and age factor as a part of our diverse population. We also focus on gender and sexual orientation as one of the types into diversity. When I say gender, typically gender diversity promotes an all-inclusive environment where all genders identify as and are very common element and are respected and valued. That's the reason when I say gender diversity promotes all-inclusive gender. We'll discuss gender as a subject and the different type of genders in a detailed manner, but typically we differentiate gender as male, female and others, but of course there are multiple elements as a part of our gender sensitivity. From a diversity point of view, we also have the sexual orientation as one of the key elements, because it is inclusive from a policies point of view to ensure that people of all sexual orientation feel welcoming and comfortable at the workplace. Hence, culture, age, gender, and sexual orientation are one of the key elements which we discuss as a part of our types into the diversity and the diverse workforce. At the same time, along with this, we also focus a lot on the race which we belong to. Hence, racial diversity contributes to a variety of viewpoints and experiences, leading to a better decision-making ability. In continuation to this, we also have topics like disability and religion as a part of our culture and as a part of our diverse background, as a part of our diversity. When I say disability, it is prioritizing easily accessibility for people into all abilities by providing them a positive and inclusive workplace reputation. Disability is something which physically stops them to do or perform something better. But if you are mentally strong, if you know what are your positives and how you can work on your disability, nothing is going to stop your growth. For example, if this job doesn't require the person to move continuously and they can operate easily for 3 to 4 hours in one particular location, if your organization has an employee-friendly policy and the employee can move around with the usage of wheelchair and a podium and a ramp, they can easily navigate themselves, travel themselves within that limited space, and of course, without impacting their disability, you will be able to create an equal employment opportunity. And from a culture diversity point of view, you will be able to incorporate them as a part of your day-to-day operational activity. Somebody with an accounting background who is able to operate easily 8 to 10 hours in a day can use this as a platform, and disability here will not impact their day-to-day operations. At the same time, religion is one of the important elements of religious diversity, because it allows you a respectful environment where all your spiritual beliefs are acknowledged and accommodated. For example, today when we are discussing about various cultures, religion, basis on the sentiments of the employee, basis on their religious beliefs, it clearly helps you to understand your diverse workforce, because religion plays a very important role in typically understanding the different backgrounds from where they are coming from. And hence, being religiously diverse as a part of our orientation will be one of the key elements of understanding diversity as a subject. Hence, let's quickly understand culture from an age point of view, from a cultural diversity point of view, from a gender point of view, from a sexual orientation point of view, from the race point of view, and from a disability and religion point of view. So these 7 elements are the important elements when we are designing, defining, and working together as a team from a diverse background point of view. Are few type of disabilities, a few type of diversities, including disability, as one of the key elements for this particular subject. Now that we have discussed on the different type of diversity, let's focus on why diversity is crucial from a workplace point of view. One of the key elements of this particular subject focuses on 8 points like innovation and creativity, better decision-making capabilities, enhance employee performance and employee value proposition, market competitiveness, attracting and retaining talent as a part of best practices, legal and ethical consideration, wherein diversity is one of the crucial place as a workplace, and improved company reputation, and last but not the least, focusing on enhancing the problem-solving techniques as a part of our diverse culture. And hence, diversity today plays a very important and crucial part of our workplace. Let's understand diversity, equity, and inclusion, popularly known as DEI, in a little better way. The moment I say diversity, what we refer to is who is representing or a representation of you as a group in the workforce. For example, your gender, your age, your ethnicity. These are few important elements of diversity. If I talk about equity, equity refers to the fair treatment which is being given to you, but it doesn't give any prediction from an opportunity or from an overall perspective where equity and equality goes hand in hand, but there's a very thin difference between both of them. To make it simple, if I am promoting somebody purely on the basis of their height, let's say I have somebody who is 7 feet tall, I have somebody who is 5 feet tall, and I have somebody who is 3 feet tall. Now, from a treatment point of view, somebody who is 7 feet tall may not require a stool or a chair to stand and have a clear view of the football match or any particular event you are referring to. Somebody who is 5 feet tall will also be able to view the entire match independently. But if there is a wall of 4 feet, somebody who is 3 feet tall will absolutely not be able to view the match. And hence, what we do is we help the person who is 3 feet tall with an extra 2 feet table for him to be able to stand on the table along with the person who is 7 feet and 5 feet, and all three of them equally can view the match. Hence, this is a difference between equity and equality. So giving treatment basis on what they deserve, what they are, what are their attributes, that is an equal part of equity. Whereas if I say equality, I straight away apply a simple mathematics and I take an average and give it across. And in such case, somebody who was 3 feet tall will never be able to view a match who is typically a standard height of, let's say, 4 feet or 5 feet. Hence, the element of discrimination arrives if you are not taking care of equity along with the fair equality and opportunity point of view. Inclusion here refers to how employees experience the workplace and fostering the culture, and their values and their voices have been heard as one of the important elements. Hence, diversity, equity, and inclusion is one of the key elements of DE&I as a part of our learning objective. Let's understand why we give so much of importance to DE&I. DE&I fosters the dynamic environment where varied perspective, and it also enhances the creativity and problem-solving techniques within the group, within the overall organization culture. When we are promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion in the organization, it increases the value proposition, it increases your value in the organization, and people treat you with complete confidence and respect as a part of their DE&I cultural sensitivity. What are the benefits of implementing DE&I in every organization? Few of the benefits can be discussed, like it will help you to win the new talent and retain your talent in the organization. It will help you to have a better improved decision-making capabilities. It will also help you to increase the customer insights and innovation from a brand point of view. It will help you to better the employee motivation and employee satisfaction at all level. And last but not the least, it will also help you to improve your visibility, your global presence, and you as a brand will be recognized if you are implementing the diversity, equity, and inclusion as one of the important parameters of your organization's culture. When I talk about organization culture, we always respect all gender. But of late, if you see, with the falling population of women into the corporate, particularly on the international role, a lot of focus today has been given on the working woman from a business point of view, from an overall strategy point of view. Hence, the role of women as a gender in your diverse population is an important element. And that's why, with shifting societal roles, with a shift between the society and the roles in which women are performing today, women are increasingly taking on international assignment. Today, there is a very big rise of women population, a promising women population in our workforce is increasing because they are taking a lot of international assignments. There's a lot of role shifting, and at the same time, they are being given equal opportunity because gender is one of the key elements where we are treating both the genders, male, female, and other genders as a part of our third party, as a part of our third gender employees. It is balancing the overall trend and focusing on women in international assignments is one of the key elements of diversity, as one of the key elements of driving diversity in your population. Diverse situation where female expats are included in the workforce, typically they are either single, all married women with and without children, are one of the key elements of a diverse population. Today, if I share statistics of having a female participation in any organization, very few organizations today fosters and works too much, very hard on increasing the female participation. With few of the IT industries, what I see is many companies ranging from 30 to 40% is what the female population today are employed in a workforce. With few manufacturing setup where because of little restrictions and with limited exposure, we have a single digit participation ranging from 7 to 9% of our female workforce participation from a overall manufacturing setup. Hence, diversity plays a very important role, and particularly having women in international role is a trend which is increasing positively and helping the equal balance between both the genders, and more women as a part of our international roles are participating as a part of our female population, which is definitely one of the increasing population. And I will request all my organization members, everybody as a HRM student, to work hard on creating more and more women entrepreneurs, more and more women-related business opportunities, women-driven roles in your organization, because today women are playing an international role at all level and they are working at par with the other genders, particularly keeping male population into consideration. There are a lot of changing dynamics where 10% of women expats are primarily household home earners and they are reversing the traditional role. So many examples of working women who were initially homemakers and they were earning their livelihood as a part of some household earning, today have been doing a lot of entrepreneurial journeys. Today, many women entrepreneurs are getting into business and they are expanding their presence, they are expanding the revenue, they are expanding the overall participation of female population in the market, and that's why today you see a lot of role reversals are happening and a lot of women are coming into the corporate. From an equal outcome point of view, women match men assignments with a better success rate, but from a cultural and from a face culture challenges with few regions because many traditional mindsets do not encourage women from an equal employment opportunity service provider. There are roles which are designed in such a way that they will not allow the female employees to grow. Many of them as a part of our glass ceiling effect. Today, if you see after one particular level, many women entrepreneurs, many women employees are not allowed to grow further. And hence, from an equal outcome opportunity point of view, we need to understand these challenges and we need to promote both men, women, and other genders in your organization to be able to promote them purely on the merit, not on the gender or not on any of the physical attributes. Anybody who is deserving, irrespective of what gender you belong to, you are an equal employment opportunity service provider. And as an HR subject, you need to promote all women at all levels. The strategic advantage which typically we have is today, MNCs are getting a lot of benefit from widening the talent pool, particularly including women on a global role. There is a global mandate also with many countries, with many international and local policies, where there is a threshold that minimum percentage of females should be a board of director as a part of mandate. For example, in India, there is a mandate that at least one board of director should be a female, should be a woman participation in the overall business development, overall business. And hence, such inclusion practices will help you to increase your female participation from a long-term person. Now, let's understand what are the factors which are affecting our female expats from an overall success point of view. Why today more and more women are entering to the business, developing the business, and particularly from an international expat point of view, what are the key elements which we need to focus upon? So if you see my screen, there are four beautiful examples, beautiful attributes which we are referring to. On the top, we have personality traits. On the right-hand side, we have organizational support. At the center below, we have a family support. And on the left-hand side, we have host nations, a multinational from an attitude and from an overall participation of women entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs, equal opportunities from an expat's point of view. So here, if you see, all these factors are promoting lot of female participation in the international business development, and that's how today they are running at par, working with all the male population neck to neck and creating a beautiful example of neck to neck competition. And we are promoting somebody not on the basis of their gender, but considering female expats as a part of our work industry, it automatically promotes a lot of diversity in your organization. As a part of our strategy is to ensure that women are more and more successful from a global assignment point of view, there are certain strategies which I would love to focus, which I would love to talk about. Today, we are selecting female expats who are demonstrating either a technical expertise, managerial expertise, and the way they have shown their skill set basis on the position they are working is one of the key elements as a part of strategy. And we are not sending them just as a part of our token or just as a part of our, giving them an opportunity for the heck of giving it. If you think they are deserving, then please give more female an opportunity, more and more female opportunities for them to be a part of the diverse workforce, and let them be a part of your expat team. As a part of our expat team, we need to select women for global assignments who are self-confident, who knows their knowledge, who possesses all the right skill and are capable and able enough to demonstrate these strategies from a global woman empowerment point of view. Give them right assignments for them to be able to showcase their talent, and hence participation of women as a part of our global assignment is one of the key strategies we need to focus upon. Please select more and more female expats who are possessing a lot and more greater perceptual orientation, because they are open, their willingness to be able to take more and more challenges, and because of their willingness, because of their openness, they are being exposed to many international opportunities. And if your organization is promoting such strategies, please give your female population an equal employment opportunity service to be able to possess the right skill for the right skill set, for the right position, for the right role. And of course, you'll be able to take care of the overall crisis of talent, which currently we all are struggling with. For selection of a female expats who have a positive orientation towards others because they are socially acceptable. They are very social from a skill set point of view. And hence, we need to promote diversity as a part of our strategy, keeping women as one of the key elements for global assignments. Train more and more female expats on the norms, values, traditions that most of the host organization possesses regarding the woman employment point of view. At the same time, we need to train them on delivering solutions that are more and more challenging because they are the one who's going to face these issues very shortly from an overall participation point of view. And hence, such situation is more and more challenging and they will be able to face them more positively because irrespective of a gender, typically when a female participation increases, it balances the overall gender ratio within your organization. As a part of our strategy, we need to also take care of, in order to dispel the token image, MNCs today should proactively promote expat women at the best qualified candidate. Provide more and more females with this opportunity so that they will be able to compete equally with all the male and other genders in your organization to be able to promote diversity in your organizational strategy. Provide female expats with an in-country support and network or provide them a mentor. Whenever we talk about in-country support or international exposure, please ensure that you are networking them very well and you are giving them a mentor as a part of their learning curve to be able to understand the challenges and work together as a team. The other elements of this subject we are focusing upon is having policies worldwide wherein we are giving them an equal, fair treatment from an overall employment point of view. We are also offering them mechanism to be able to improve the livelihood of their spouses, particularly keeping a female expats as a part of our participation to be able to culturally be fit in your overall cultural diversities. At the same time, you offer free mechanism to improve the likelihood so that the children of the female expats will adjust cross-culturally. And hence, a lot of cultural sensitivity is one of the learning culture today. Every MNC, every organization is focusing about to be able to ensure that we are culturally fit and we are able to provide our employees, our female employees, more and more business opportunities, more and more interpersonal opportunities, more and more entrepreneur and entrepreneurial opportunities to be able to prove their mettle, to be able to prove their substance in positively. Many a times, Western female expats should not attempt to bend in with the host woman national, employment. So here, the point which we are trying to focus here is Western female expats should not bend or should not attempt to bend in with host national women. So here, understanding the national and the international expats from a female participation point of view, we need to be very, very flexible. At the same time, we need to be culturally fitting them in our ecosystem in such a way that they are not compromising from a dignity, from an overall cultural point of view. And at the same time, from a host country point of view, they are one of the equal employment opportunity service provider, both from a Western and from an Indian or any of the regional context point of view. We are equally fitting every culture, every participation, particularly keeping our female expats as one of the consideration. From a HR tool and from a HR method of intervention point of view, we need to be very, very clear that my selection strategies are based on the demonstrated skill set. I am selecting you because you are somebody who have already demonstrated your true worth. And that's the reason today females are excelling all the parameters. They are globally present everywhere when we talk about the participation of female, particularly, the role of woman in a global assignment. And hence, selection needs to be based on demonstrated approach. Additional technical or managerial training prior to departure is if needed. If somebody is moving out of the home location and moving to a international location as a part of our female expat learning program, you need to be culturally sensitive to be able to develop their technical competencies, their managerial competencies before they land to their new location from a learning point of view. You also need to select expats more and more basis on their self-confidence and the level in which their knowledge, skills, and their abilities and their capabilities have been designed and they have been showing a positive trend. Also select expats based on the personality, personality related characteristics such as openness, flexibility. At the same time, also understand the different usage of elements like SAGE, which focuses on SAGE, which focuses on self-assessment of global endeavor or similar instrument, because here they are evaluated on the true personalities basis on how they are open to work and how they are flexible, and if given an opportunity they will come out with true flourishing color as a part of their female, as a part of their expat related decisions and expat related selection from a hiring and from a employment point of view. Select expats based on the personalities and characteristics which are socially acceptable, and hence we say they are sociable. At the same time, offer pre-departure plus on-site cultural specific training for female expat, because they may find it little difficult to be able to adjust to the overall culture of your organization. Some of the HR tools the methods of intervention could be discussed upon. Memos of introduction, in-person introduction by a senior executive in your organization, a statement of qualification, or any other culturally appropriate method of communication is one of the important HR tools. As a part of our introduction to your senior female executive, as a part of your diverse workplace, please remember that it is very important that you introduce them as a part of your memo. You introduce them as a very, very senior executive, and you give them that value which they are bringing for you on the table, and select the appropriate culturally fit measurement to be able to get the best out of your communication technique, out of your communication style. Have a mentor back home and a method of communication wherein they have an inter-country mentor also. So have a mentor locally. At the same time, have a mentor who is from your outside location, who is working closely with you to understand the overall dynamics of business internationally. And hence, having a mentor back home also boosts your confidence and helps you to perform better, because that helping hand to your female employees is gonna be a game changer as a part of our inclusion, diversity, and all the important elements of international business management, human resource management. Be sure and be an employee friendly policy from a communication point of view, which is culturally fit, appropriate for all the channels. Train your employees on the policies, at the same time reward your managers on promoting the policies. Hence, be fair. Don't let this be just a gender related or a female related, female gender related challenges. Let you as an equal employment opportunity service provider be fair in all your communication. Be fair for all the communication channels. Ensure that there's a proper training and proper policies taking into place from a female assignment, from a increase of woman population from a global assignment point of view. And when you consider female population, woman population in global assignments, please promote a lot of rewarding behaviors. Please promote a lot of rewarding performance related incentives, performance related models, so that all the managers are promoting more and more female participation, because at the end, one of the female members will also be your future team leader, your future team member, and you are in turn gonna develop more female participation in your organization. And hence, promoting such policy should be one of the key elements from a HR tool, from a HR method, and from a HR intervention point of view. In continuation to for this, we need to also create a lot of cross-cultural training for spouses, because they're going to work closely with you. A lot of male-oriented social network, because typically if all the females are on one particular workplace, and maybe the male who have been technically relocated to a new location, they may not be socially very active. They won't be able to network well. Hence, having a cross-cultural training for spouses, particularly for our male-oriented social network point of view, we need to strike a balance between both the genders, keeping into our female population into consideration. Also, a lot of language-related classes, a lot of re-employment-related assistance need to be given to female. Just to give you an example, typically post a maternity break, every female takes, on average, if you see the statistics, ranging from 6 months to 6 years, the female takes a career break to be able to upbring their children. Hence, if as an organization, you are promoting a lot of re-employment opportunities, please consider your female population who are ready to go back to work, and that's how you can increase your female participation from a HR method point of view. Please do a lot of development initiatives where we are able to make that sensitivity within our female employees from a money, from a professional, and from an overall development point of view. Please give options of daycare, employee assistance, education assistance, language classes, cross-cultural training as a part of our intervention to be able to promote more and more female, more and more women in our global assignments. Training our women on how to cope up with stress, with how to be able to take care of the various elements of host country, national countries, international participation, taking care of women participation typically from a national point of view. At the same time, understanding the woman behavior from a organization point of view, because a lot of cross-cultural sensitivity comes into picture. For example, somebody who is being always worked in Japan as a country, and when they are exposed to another country, let's say for a country like India, lot of cultural misbalancement or a cultural disbalance will be experienced, and hence you need to ensure that we train our female participation, our female workforce, in such a way that they are able to be the brand ambassador, and they will be able to understand their behaviors, and people will easily misunderstand your way of taking care of your population, taking care of your children in your organization, children in your family, employees in your organization, and hence you need to be little sensitive from an overall female participation point of view.